Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guys, it's Thanksgiving. Well, it's coming up.
It's not today.
It's coming up.
I can't believe this. Like, do you like Thanksgiving?
I do like Thanksgiving because of the food.
Yeah, well, guess what? Since I don't eat meat, it's not as fun for me.
Oh, no.
Last year, and like...
Can you have tofurkey dinner?
Tofu?
Tofurkey.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh, that's a thing? Oh, wow. Didn't know that, and I should know that. Yeah, basically, that's probably why I have an iron deficiency and I have a lot of problems, is because I can't find substitutes for meats.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's why. Yeah, no, I love Thanksgiving. The food is great. I usually have Friendsgiving every year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's like your biggest thing is Friendsgiving.
Mom always gets so mad when she's like, are you coming to Thanksgiving? And I'm like, I'm actually going to Friendsgiving. I'm so sorry. Which is so sad
now that
I think about it.
But you're growing up and you want to have fun with your friends too. It's fine. As long as you make the effort to like be at like the family Thanksgiving for a second, and then you can go to Friendsgiving.
That's usually what I do.
Exactly. As long as you balance the two, it's fine.
Of course.
How would you like define Friendsgiving for anyone that doesn't know about it?
I don't know. I mean, every year what my friends and I do, well, we usually have one of our moms cook the dinner for us, because obviously we don't cook. None of us do. But when we eat dinner, we usually go around talking about each person and saying why we're thankful for that person.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it turns into a really sappy moment. Like, I feel like we have all cried at one point.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
really
a very
sweet.
It's a very sweet thing. But I don't think that's happening this year.
Oh my gosh, please. I don't think I've actually had a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
At when? Home. We had Friendsgiving when we were younger.
Oh.
With all the kids at our dance studio, remember?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I definitely, like, love the idea. I think it's more just, like, I haven't had enough group of friends to get by. usually, Cameron, who's my best friend, he doesn't live here, so most likely. Oh, wait. He's going to be here.
Yeah.
He's going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Well, Eddie's parents are cooking Thanksgiving at our house.
Yeah, this is going to be the first Thanksgiving without Mom. She's going to be in Pittsburgh.
I know.
We'll miss you, Mom.
We're going to spend Christmas hardcore with her this year,
oh, 100%.
So it's fine.
What would you say the best parts of Friendsgiving are?
I feel like for me, Friendsgiving is just, I mean, it's just fun being around your friends and, like, actually, you know, being thankful, eating food, like, playing games. I just feel like it's such a fun time. Like, we bake cookies and stuff.
I feel like it's a time for everyone to kind of, like, settle down and be present with each other because everything is so fast-paced. And that's why I love the holidays, because that's when things start to slow down. Everyone kind of comes together and everyone's present. And we just kind of, like, reflect on a lot. And it's a beautiful thing.
Of course. Would you rather host a Friendsgiving or would you rather, like, let your friends plan?
I would say I'd rather, well, okay.
I feel like you'd host it.
I would love to host one, but the amount of stress that gives me just thinking about it, because I would just not be able to enjoy it. I would think, like, oh my gosh, is everyone having a good time? I would be worried about that. So I'd rather just attend one. All I can think about, like, right now, the only thing going through my head is Friends, my favorite show, and how, like, their Thanksgiving episode is, like, iconic. And if anyone knows the meme where Monica has the turkey on her head. Oh, wait. Is it Monica? Yeah. It's, like, the iconic moment. And I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send you a GIF.
We've talked about this on the podcast before. I've never seen it.
So. No, but I'm going to send. Is it a GIF or a GIF?
Don't mess with my head.
A GIF.
No. But people say GIF.
Okay, well, regardless,
whatever.
I'm going to send you the turkey meme. It's
okay.
Really cute.
Do you think you can make a turkey?
I mean, with a lot of instruction and guidance, yes.
See, I really think I would be so bad at cooking because I don't like instructions. I don't read instructions anything.
I'm a rule follower, so that's, like, the easiest thing for me is to just follow what's being, like, what I'm told to do.
Right.
But also, like, okay, because have you ever thought about this? I'm so fine with, like, dealing with meat, even though I don't eat meat anymore. Like, a lot of people who don't eat meat can't, like, touch chicken or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, like, not weird with it. So I can make a turkey.
Maybe you should make a turkey this year for me.
Okay. I'm craving meat. I kind of want turkey. No.
It's going to make you
sorry.
Sick.
No, I know. Okay, when you think of your closest friends, like, who are they and what do they mean to you?
Well.
You're like, well, you see here, Maddie.
Well, I have one friend. No, I mean, my best friend, Dylan,
mm-hmm.
She's been my best friend since I was, like, 11 years old.
Really?
Yes. We had, like, a rough patch for, like, a few months, but
now you're great.
We're back and strong. She just feels like a sister to me. And it's, like, it's so sweet. Because when we hang out, we don't have to do anything. We don't have to get ready or take pictures or anything. It's just, like, casual sitting in my bed playing video games. And we tell each other all of our deepest secrets.
Oh, my gosh. We have pillow fights.
Right.
Okay. But,
I mean, we watch Barbie movies together. So, but,
go.
Yeah, she means the world. I feel like we will be there for each other for a very, very long time. And, like, you, obviously.
I was waiting for that.
You are my partner in crime, my ride or die. We just fist bumped.
And my rings just hit your rings, and that made me feel uncomfortable. I
can name a bunch of other friends,
no, of
but
course,
that's just, like,
of course.
You know.
So your Friendsgiving this year? Oh, wait, no. Are we just having a Thanksgiving? Or you have a Friendsgiving?
I am having Thanksgiving at home, and then I am going to Dakota's family's house out here in LA. He has family in Orange County, Maddie.
Oh, I was like, wait, you're going to be here and flying to Utah and celebrating there in the same day? Okay, cool.
Honestly, more food.
That's so true.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Oh my god, stuffing is all I can think about. Stuffing is the most incredible food ever.
Can you eat it?
Yeah, there's no meat in stuffing.
Oh. Yeah, I don't really like stuffing.
Well, the more the merrier for me. You take all the turkey, I'll take all the stuffing. And I love like cranberry sauce. Mm. Wow, Thanksgiving is great food.
Gravy.
Oh, well, actually, no, I don't even like gravy. I don't know why I just made that expression. We're so opposite when it comes to food. Usually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what makes me so mad recently? This is off topic. Which, this is a problem that I need to work on. Mm-hmm. But I'll be like, oh my gosh, this is such good food. Like, this is such a good thing I'm eating. Eddie, you want to try it? He's like, no, I'm okay. I'm like, please try it. He's like, no, it's totally fine. And I'm like, please try it. And he tries it and he hates it. And then I get offended. I'm like, oh, so annoying. Why don't you just like it? And then he's like, if I want something, I'll ask if I can eat it. So I need to get better at that. Because I'm like, I just noticed that we have different taste buds. This is so off topic, but I just thought I would get it out there.
Yeah, how weird. Like, you like sushi and I don't.
I know. But we both love Thanksgiving and turkey. Well, I used to.
Ham? This... Are you upset you can't eat ham?
My, don't even get me started. We're not going to talk about that until it's Christmas time.
We're still going to have ham on Christmas.
You will. I'm going to have a faux ham or whatever you call
it. But I feel like that's still good, right?
Yeah, definitely. There's some great substitutes.
What are you most grateful for about me and your close friends and family?
I would say, like, well, I'm just very grateful to have you and my friends and family in general, just because you guys are such a great support system and you have just been there for me so much, and we have such a good time together. Like, we actually laugh so hard when we're together, and it's so amazing. And I don't know, I'm really lucky because especially as sisters, like, our relationship has just formed into such a beautiful thing, and I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, for sure. I am very happy about it too.
Are you?
No.
I'm insecure now. I need reassurance.
Yes, Maddie. Okay. I mean, yes, obviously. Why do you think I call you 7 times a day?
Because you love me.
And you don't pick up.
We're not going to get into this again. what do you think the key is to maintaining a good and, like, healthy friendship? I don't know why I said that like a question. Like, that was weird.
Honestly, that's a really hard question. I just love my friends so deeply. Like, when I have a friend
that you love,
that I love, I, like, show them that I love them, you know?
Totally.
So I don't really know how I because I don't try to, like, maintain a friendship, really. Totally. It just works. I mean,
if you have to, like, try really hard for a friendship to work out, that's like an issue. But I would say, like, what are the keys to having a good friendship? Being loyal, being trusting, being caring, being nice, being just thoughtful. Like, there's all these things that play into it.
Just, like, being a good listener.
Totally.
Because I feel like it's your best friend is basically, like, your built-in therapist. Like, you tell each other everything. And, like, just being a good listener and, I don't know, being nice, I guess.
Also, like, you know how in a relationship, like a romantic relationship, it's like, it has to be 50-50% equal. Like, you meet each other halfway. That's how I think how I treat all of my friendships as 100%. Well. Like, it can't be, like, whatever you're giving has to be reciprocated.
Exactly. Now I learned, like, if I'm not getting that back, I just don't.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, it's just like, okay.
Totally. I think we've learned that so much. Like, I think as the years have gone, we've kept our, like, there's a few friends that we've kept in our circle, but a lot of them, like, you have to kind of, like, make sure that the relationship that you have with your friend is, like, equal, or else it's, like, not worth it, because then it's like, why are you putting unnecessary energy into that person?
Exactly.
Have you ever, I know you have, but, like, for everyone listening, have you experienced, like, a friendship breakup, and what did that teach you?
Yes, I have. I feel like everyone has.
We both have. I think everyone goes through that.
Yeah. I mean, friendship breakups, I feel like, are so hard.
They're almost, like, as hard as a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, think about it. You put all of your time and effort into a friend.
And you get to know them so well. You spend all the time with them. And then one day it's just like, oh.
Exactly. When it's, like, a friend, it's not as big of a deal for me, but when it's, like, a best friend or, like, a close friend, like, that really, it's really hard. But I think that I open up too fast, and I, like, put so much effort into my friend where I'm, like, I want to do everything for them, and they don't do it back.
Yeah, and it's hurtful.
And it's, yeah, so that's why I think now I learn to not do that anymore.
You know what the weirdest thing about a friendship breakup is, like, when, like you said, you spend every day getting to know them, like, you know each other in and out, whatever, and then when you stop being friends, it's like a little time goes past and you feel like you don't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. Like, some of my friends that I used to be friends with, I like see photos of them and I'm just like, whoa, I feel like I know nothing about them. Like, right. I feel like they're, I've never met them before. Isn't that so weird how that happens?
No, it is true.
Oh, but I'm just so excited, like, for all the food we're going to eat. I can't stop thinking about, like, stuffing right now. Oh,
Maddie,
I could eat that right now.
I'm so hungry right now that you just need to stop.
Me and Kenzie, literally right before this, we were starving and we got salads and we were like, wow, this was like the worst moment to get a salad. Like, we wish we got something like a lot heavier, like sandwich,
okay.
Like maybe stuffing.
No. Sandwich.
Ew. Oh my gosh, random. I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, when you live in like Pittsburgh, is there like a little accent? I was like, oh my gosh, of course there is.
Yes.
And then I started showing people the Pittsburgh accent. And then I started looking at old videos of me when I was a baby. And we fully had them.
Oh, I know. When I go home for like a long period of time, I start to get it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What do you say? Tomorrow? Tomorrow?
Like.
You don't say yins.
No, like.
Worsher?
Yeah, no, it's like. I don't know how to explain a Pittsburgh accent, but it's like.
Your enunciation changes.
Yeah, you're. I don't know. Like, if you're saying, like, rail, it's like rail.
Oh, I hate that. Guys, Pittsburgh accents are the ugliest.
Oh, my God.
What? We're from there.
Everyone's going to be so mean.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what to say. Like,
it's so funny. I saw this person on TikTok, and I literally said to Dakota, I was like, he's 100% from Pittsburgh. I know it for a fact. 2 days later, he says he's from Pittsburgh, and I was like, I know that accent.
Wow. You're a proud Pittsburghian. Yeah. What are three things that you're thankful for?
I am
besides
thankful,
me, obviously.
I am thankful for my family, including you. I am thankful for my friends, of course. And I feel like that's so cliche, but it's true. Like I'm thankful for my friends and my family.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know. I'm thankful to be doing what I'm doing.
Definitely.
I guess just everything. I'm very, very fortunate.
Definitely.
What about you?
I would say obviously I'm thankful for my friends and family, and I'm really thankful for my health and your health. Like,
of course,
I always try and put that into perspective. Like, even when I'm going through something or I'm complaining and I'm just like, why am I complaining? Like, literally, we're so healthy. We have working legs, working arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have so much to be grateful for. And I know it's like we're allowed to feel what we're feeling. We don't have to always just think positively. But like there are so many times where I have to just step back and be like, wow, we're so healthy. And we have to be grateful for that.
Of course.
Yeah. I want to do a Friendsgiving this year now.
Well, why don't.
Well, actually,
we're basically doing
that because we're not going to be with like our full family.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's exciting. I'm
Friendsgiving.
This is fun. This is really fun. I wonder, we better have some good desserts, like an apple pie.
Oh, you know Eddie's parents always come.
Maybe I should make an apple pie. I'm good at doing that. I want to make something this. Oh, we should make something this year, me and you.
I'll make the mashed potatoes because that is so easy and I can do that.
Okay, so you make mashed potatoes and I will make apple pie. And oh my gosh, you know those like cinnamon, what's that dessert that's like, I don't know if it's like a pumpkin loaf or like a cinnamon something. I don't know, but we need that. Whatever that is. I'm going to find a picture of it.
Okay.
Ask mom what it is, and then we'll do that as well.
Perfect. Well, I am so excited for Thanksgiving. I'm so excited for the food. I'm so excited for Friendsgiving that we're going to have.
Which is basically Thanksgiving.
Right.
Same thing.
And I am very thankful for you.
Aww.
And for everyone.
I'm so thankful for you. And we're thankful that you guys have still been listening to this podcast, if you have been.
Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
And Merry Christmas.
I just wanted to be Christmas already.
I know, right? Literally. Bye.
Boy. Boy.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, it's Annie, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.